It's take two. Better than take one.
Set it up like dynamite. Oh.
Spoilers.
Oh, I would say, crew, who's Bustamante? Crew, who's Bustamante?
Crew, Bustamante? Talking it up.
Bustamante.
And nobody got to hear that live. That's so sad.
They'll have to hear it in post. Leviticus for the win.
Leviticus Chalms.
Yeah. It's put on. You get him and the old man. That's it. Shows it. All done.
All right.
Great. We got all sorts of new content.
We do.
And we're going to test it out.
Yeah.
I'm sure it'll only get better from here.
Or it could bomb horribly. You know, whichever. It's all the same.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. It's our first attempt in a while.
Alrighty. Are we ready to go then?
Sure.
All right.
Hello? Sorry, I'm sorry, I was reading the script. What is your wild ramblings during topic four?
Those are my notes for me to think about.
Dude!
What, does that spoil something for you?
Well, you would put your active brainstorming notes in the script?
Yeah, that way I will read them and remember what I was thinking about.
Don't you own a pencil or perhaps some paper or a combination of the both?
It's sitting in front of me? Not really.
Jeez Louise.
You never read the rest of the script. Good Lord.
I often read some of the script.
Just don't read that part.
All right. Yes, Sluggo, at least. I mean, I got a pen, so there.
Now, to be honest, my notes about this same topic are in the listener comments, but you guys don't open that, so.
Right. You guys with your fancy technology.
That's right. I don't know what we're doing. All right, we're going to start the show.
Why, Samurai? Thank you.
There we go.
I got notes, post-it notes, note cards, and a notebook.
So do I.
All here in my workstation, just in case.
I don't ever use them, but I've got a ton.
Perondiac is here now. Let's go.
All right.
What about Perondiac? Is he also here?
We need to do quality work for him. What's that?
Is Perondiac also here?
No.
All right. I like that guy better.
I don't.
True believers, welcome to the 370th installment of the Puzzle Warriors Numero Trace. We got Ray, we got Ian, and I'm stuck here too. How's it going?
Hey, pretty good.
Howdy.
Big Super Bowl weekend for everybody.
For sure.
Enjoy your chicken wings and beers.
I hope so. I hope chicken wings will be a part of my day, but I can't guarantee it.
I'm going to have both of those things on Sunday. So,
what, beers and chicken wings?
Yeah.
Man.
I
hope I get chicken wings.
I can control, you know, the making of chicken wings at my house, so therefore it's going to happen.
Yeah, I'm skeptical. I don't want mine to have that weird powder that you put on yours.
But you can make gross hot wings or something.
I might. Mm. I'm going to get some nuggets tomorrow and think of you while I eat them.
Like McDonald's nuggets?
No, from Buffalo Wild Wings, and they'll pretend that they're...
Oh.
They'll call them boneless wings, and in my head I'll hear Craig going, what do you mean? Those are made with breast meat, not wing meat. They're not wings in any way. You guys suck.
That is
bring me something plain.
Those are nuggets. Yeah.
The strangest hills to die on, you can imagine.
It's not. There's no such thing as a freaking boneless chicken wing.
That's true.
And then let me just debone wings.
Let me just say sprinkles and jimmies, and then, you know, there's another hill for you to die on.
That is correct.
Yeah. Well, it's not a hill dying. I mean, there's a clear differentiation. Neither one is terribly superior.
Ian, here's a question for you. Have been to the Pittsburgh area.
Once or twice.
How would you pronounce the word gnocchi?
Now or when I lived in that area?
Either way, I guess.
Well, until I moved to State College, I was 100% certain they were called ganache.
Okay. Unexpected.
I was also 100% certain that the word was Keller. Turns out it's not. Kids made fun of me for a long time for not knowing how to pronounce color.
Huh.
Right. They also made fun of me for a long time for saying gumband.
Well, you know, gumbands are fine. That's acceptable.
No, it is clearly not.
It is decidedly is. That's okay.
I thought it was, too. Then my life changed for the worst. Why? What? How else would you pronounce gnocchi instead of gnocchi?
So, the way I pronounce gnocchi, the way I always heard it, is that you have that Y sound in it.
Uh-huh.
this came up the other day at work, and a person, you know, of Italian heritage says, no, it's just gnocchi with a hard end. And I said, no, it's not. It decidedly has a Y sound in it. It's gnocchi. And they were very upset. And then I, you know, posted on places how to pronounce it. I'm like, look, there's a Y sound in it. You are wrong, Mr. Italian.
Well, maybe in Italian they pronounce it that way.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know where to go with this because I'm not objective.
All right.
I am racist against Italians, so I think it's funny that he's wrong.
Hey, oh, but a big.
Sorry, I am. They all tell the... Man, do you ever see any cooking show that we've ever watched, Craig, where the chef is like, well, my grandma was Italian, so as you know, every Sunday we would get together and eat for 72 hours straight. I'm the greatest chef ever because of that. And I'd be like, shut up.
That's true. They have to have that feast of the fishes.
Gosh darn Italians and their overblown sense of nationality. Get out of here.
What is that? Is that Christmas or New Year's? When's the feast of the fishes?
Christmas.
All right.
I gotta say what Slogo put in Discord. Hey, I'm enunciating here.
That's good. I like that.
That was good.
On the upside, gnocchi is delicious, and I'm very pro gnocchi.
Okay. What are we talking about? Oh, right, this show. Okay, so this is
Marvel
the
Puzzle Quest.
The week of February 8th to the 15th here. In your 7-day 4-star caresses. This week you had Melinda May versus Double Shot of Fury.
Yeah, I did not get that at all.
Why like they did that? Yeah, I don't know.
The first time I'm like, oh, that's kind of cool. And then the second time I'm like, wait, what? Why? Okay.
Yeah, I don't know if that was a, you know, an accident or what, but I don't know. Fury. Did you, Melinda May?
I've got a big dry spell coming up. It started last week and it will continue into the upcoming weeks.
Yeah, 2-1-1 on Melinda May, probably not going to even be worth your time. Mm-mm. Nick Fury's a little too strong for that.
Yeah, he's not bad.
Yeah, recently reworked Nick Fury is decent. Not great, but he's decent.
Ouch.
The next one coming up is next week is Rochambeau.
Nice.
What do you have her at?
It's very similar, Bill.
Yeah, very similar.
2-2-1.
Yeah. Is she the one that's got the supply drone? I always miss to screw these people up.
No. Yes?
No.
I don't know.
Is that Maria Hill?
No. You're, it's...
It's, because it's a power that I don't know that it does anything, right? Like, it comes on the screen, there's a drone, the tile takes like 14 turns to do anything.
It may or may not ever get to the top or the bottom of the screen, and if you do, something really marginal happens.
Yeah. This is the one that drops, and then she has that... So you can make matches beneath it and make it go faster.
Alright.
Right, that's true. Dropping does sound like, and then she's got that other ability with the super scary animation where the eyes bulge out of her head. It says sword strikes. She goes, ah, runs at you like that. It's awesome. That's some quality animation, but I'm going to lose that one too, just to let you know.
Samurai, I swear, y'all joke about forgetting Blade, and then there's this. We don't remember these characters.
No. Storyland, Unstable ISO 8 is running. That'll get you Sentry, Nimora, some Hitmonkey. Placement is Abomination and Arcade. That's going to be followed up by The Hunt. You got your Beast, Abomination, Arcade there. Placement is Maria Hill and some shards to the brand new 5-star we'll talk about later. If you haven't finished your Puzzle Gauntlet, go get your Chimichanga stuff.
That Puzzle Gauntlet one, I think that's the easiest Puzzle Gauntlet there was. And I played a whole bunch of it just because it was there and I enjoyed it. Like, just a fun Puzzle Gauntlet. I also got... absolutely no rewards for it. Like, I got the 3-star support that I already had. But
yeah, I got right. Yeah, I got duplicate reward, you know, yeah. Buzz off.
But yes, I'm with Ray. I mean, Cloak and Dagger got it done on their own every time.
Yeah pretty much. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
They were like, hey, with this one, I need someone who makes black. Oh, look, it's Cloak and Dagger. All right, for the next one, you need someone who makes yellow. Okay, it's Cloak and Dagger.
Yep. You are not. I played one or two of the other ones, which I normally don't do, and it was like, you need to make purple. I mean, great, that's all Wanda I use her for.
Right.
Right. Hey, Alpha snagged himself the 5-star Chimichanga. Congratulations. Ooh, yeah, that's nice. Exciting.
That's a nice prize.
Yeah.
I was hoping for it, but not so much.
Yeah, we are in between seasons. Right now, Perfect Storm is running for Mohawk, and you get a Pirate Kate there. Placement, Kingpin, and some Dr. Thor. All right, in the news, we got the new characters were released. It is, you know, Kang. Do we want to talk about it? What do you want to end? I'll let you pick. 3-star, 5-star first. What do you got?
Oh, you got to go in numerical order.
All right. The 3-star Kang classic type flavor. Black, blue, and purple. The black power, leveraged potential, 6 black. Kang deals damage to the target. And then if one does not exist, create a 2-turn fortified black countdown tile that deals some damage to Kang and sends him away for 2 turns when it expires or is destroyed. Otherwise, add 1 turn to the tile. Passive, if Kang is away and has no downed allies, Kang loses.
Okay.
Hmm?
So don't fire that power or have it running when your allies go down, because then you automatically lose.
I'm really confused by this.
Because he's out of time. You know, he's stuck out of time or something.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's going on now?
More on going away later. That's you'll hear this again. As it goes up in level, the damage just increases. The blue power is called Temporal Shift. 9, big blue. Create a 2-turn blue countdown tile. While this exists, the target is away. When the target returns, they take 2% permanent damage for each turn that they were away. Passive, at the start of the turn, Kang's team regains any AP lost from destroy or steal effects. If all of Kang's opponents are downed or away, you automatically win the fight. So if you can get a big pile of blue and send everybody away, you win. Auto win. Hit points need not apply. As you go up in level, you are getting up to 5% permanent damage and creating a 4-turn blue countdown tile.
Getting a win. Auto win.
Yes?
I was entertaining myself. I didn't mean to do it aloud.
Oh, okay.
You said auto win, so I said, get in the zone. Auto win. Get in the zone. Quantum zone.
Oh, no, that's the 5-star one.
Oh, okay.
Cosmic Tactician, 6 purple. I add 1 turn to the duration of all countdown tiles, then deal damage for each turn remaining among all countdown tiles, and 6 damage for each enemy strike attack or protect tile. 6. Huh? Passive, your plans might be his plans. When an opponent creates a countdown tile, add 1 turn to its duration. Whenever a countdown tile expires, Kang gains 1 blue. As you go up in level, the damage increases to 83 per countdown tile and all the way up to 16 for each special tile. So you got to play this 5-5-3, right? Because, boy, that doesn't seem very good.
Well, I mean, I guess, but yeah. I mean, Cosmic Tactician seems to make you blue as well, and blue seems really important, but you can get blue other ways, so...
Yeah. I mean, if you get 27 blue, you win, because you just send all your opponents away and you win.
Yeah. I mean, okay, so I like this because it's complicated and I still don't fully understand it, just like Kang is. I've never really understood Kang. Like, he just appears and seems uber powerful and I don't understand his powers. So, it works.
Yeah. In feeder updates, 3-star Kang will feed 4-star Thing, which will feed Kang 5-star retroactively. So you're going to get some 5-star Kang shards out of your thing there.
Nice.
He also feeds a 4-star Ghost, who currently feeds nobody. The release schedule in the hunt, running the 9th to the 12th. Kang and shards and event tokens are in there. Honor Among Thieves. Kang legendary token in the placement reward. Some shards and things in progression. The versus is called Kang Fu. All right. That's running the 9th to the 13th. Then there's one called, I like this one, Despot Our Differences. It's cute.
Nice.
12th to the 15th, Kang event token in there. In the One of a Kang store running the 9th through the 12th, a chance to get Kang increased chances in 10 and 40 pulls. And the Four All Time vault running the 16th to 19th, again, chance to get Kang there. One past is passe legendary store token. And there is a whoop, whoop, whoop in there. The past is passe legendary store, the 16th to 19th. 15% chance to get Kang, 15% chance to get Wasp, and 15% chance to get First Avenger Captain America. How did Captain America get thrown in that list?
I don't know. Slago's good point, though. The latest releases were Wing, Wong, and Kang. So now he's calling for Dr. Bong so that we can have Wing, Wong, Kang, Bong.
All right.
I enjoyed it.
I did too.
Let's move over to the 5-star variety.
Is it the same? Just bigger?
No, not quite.
Okay.
Or, I don't know. I think the powers have different names. Yeah, they got different names. Well, two of them do. All right, the black power here is called Conquer. Six black. Kang deals damage to the target. Then if one does not exist, create a two-turn black countdown tile that deals damage per turn it was on the board to the frontmost ally when it expires or is destroyed. Otherwise, add one turn to the tile. Damage goes up as you level up, and it becomes a three-turn tile. So you, that one can hurt your own ally there when that one expires off.
What? Sure how does that. The otherwise get affected? So it deals damage per turn it was on the board. Oh, to the friendly ally. Otherwise, it adds one turn to the tile. What? When does it add one turn?
So it does the damage when it either expires or is destroyed.
Right.
Well, if it's not destroyed and it's adding one to the turn, how can it ever expire?
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's where I'm at.
Unless somebody else is using a power to, you know, there's the, you know, make it expire. I don't know. The hood shows up and ticks it off or something. I don't know. Somebody else out there in the world is smarter than me. They're saying some of this. The blue power is called Realm Shift. 9 blue. Create a 2-turn fortified blue countdown tile. While this tile exists, target is away. When the target returns, they take damage for each turn they were away. Passive. At the start of the turn, Kang's team regains any AP loss from destroy or steal effects. If all of Kang's opponents are downed or away, he wins.
Right.
At up to level 5, it becomes a 4-turn blue countdown tile to send someone away. So again, you got the instant win there. That could be very helpful. The purple power is called Cosmic Tactician. 6 purple. He adds 1 turn to the duration of all countdown tiles, deals some damage, and damage for each enemy strike, attack, or protect tile. Whenever an opponent creates a countdown tile, add 1 turn to its duration. Whenever a countdown tile is destroyed, Kang gains a blue. As you go up in level, damage increases. Still doesn't seem all that worth it.
Yeah, I mean, the damage is a lot more, but we're talking about a 5-star. It's really not much at all.
Yeah.
It's more than 6, though.
Yeah. So I guess they're both 5/5/3, I would think. Like I said, we already talked about the feeder updates. We talked about the stores and blah, 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 blah. So there you go. You can Kang your way. I mean, I don't know. I kind of like, you know, instant win effects. You just never get to do it with Gamorpha.
Unless you don't want it to happen, then it happens correct. Automatically.
Yep. Yep. That has happened to me when I've tried to use her in some of those puzzle gauntlets and things. So I don't know. I mean, what do you think?
Well, I love the fact that he has a new dimension, a new method of taking people out. Like, that just makes sense. So
you can team him up, though, with Imperious Rex, because he can make a lot of blue on the board.
Sure.
And now you get two Fantastic Four villains teaming up there. So that's fun.
Yeah.
Does Namor also make blue, or does she just use blue?
Oh, you got me. I have no idea what Namor does.
Yeah, she does something to do with blue, but I think it might be more damage depending on how much blue you've got or something. I don't remember. I don't know. Who else makes blue?
Bobby. 4-star.
Oh, creepy Bobby.
Don't use 5-star. He uses all the blue, whether you want him to or not.
True.
In 5-star land, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Kang and Kang. Double dose of Kang. That's what I got for the news. What else you got?
I just tried the new Pepsi Zero. Like, right before the show.
Oh, right. You'd been talking about that.
Yeah.
And?
It's not Pepsi, but it's close. And, I mean, it's like the Coke Zero but of Pepsi products, so it's pretty good. I'll probably buy more.
How's the aftertaste, or is it okay?
It's okay. Like, it's still aspartame, but it's okay. It's better than, it's way better than Diet Pepsi.
Well, sure, that stuff's terrible.
Yeah. Hard to compare. Pepsi has a lot of products. I think it's better than it used to be. I enjoy the new flavor.
Okay. I don't know. They approved the new transfer of liquor license downtown, so get that new sports bar coming.
There you go.
Where is it going to be located?
Across the street from Champs at the Amazon store there for a while. I forget what used to be in there years ago. It was a Spirit Halloween store once or twice. It was
across the street. Graham's? Ben and Jerry's? Ooh. Isn't that across the street from Champs? Where's Champs?
On Frazier? No, Allen. Sorry, on Allen.
Yeah. So the other side of the street. Oh, right. Like 100 years ago, it used to be a department store.
Yes.
Yes.
You got Panera Bread on the corner. Then you got like a theater of some kind, like an art gallery kind of thing. And then I
see it now. Mm-hmm. Cool.
Yeah, remember, it's the yet another thing that we call Brothers, because we need more things around here called Brothers.
Right.
I think that's what I got for news.
Right on.
All right, let's move on. This week, on It's Always Sunny in Xandar, Darren Cross will make you...
shrink? Shrink?
Yeah, that's right. What you got, Ian?
All right, let's see what the Daddy Mac is up to. Yellow Jacket is a black, blue, and green character, a 5-star character. Cross Your Heart, co-cost you 6 black AP, restore 1,029 health, and the next time Yellow Jacket fires a power, he also deals an extra 1,668 damage. That scales up to 7,447 health and 12,071 damage. That shrinking feeling costs 6 blue AP. Yellow Jacket goes invisible for 2 turns. Passive component, while invisible, Yellow Jacket's powers ignore projectiles, and his matches and powers deal 191 more damage. If Yellow Jacket makes a black, blue, or green match, while invisible, he stays invisible for an extra turn. So, as this scales up, the only changes occur while he is invisible. Yellow Jacket's matches and powers deal 5,383 more damage. Sting Like a Bee, 8 green AP, fires 2 separate blasts of 708 damage if Yellow Jacket is invisible. Also, destroy 3 enemy strike, protect, or attack tiles. Destroy tiles do not do damage or generate AP. Alright, so as this guy scales up, he is... First, his invisibility can destroy up to 4 strike, protect, or attack tiles, and he fires 2 blasts of 4,324 damage. All right, he seems... I mean, all his powers are low cost, which is fine. All of his stuff... He seems very representative of being Yellow Jacket. Mm-hmm. He's like a tiny little menace.
Right, you use him on the royal family node or whatever it is, right?
Oh, yeah. Any node that is way too tough to actually beat, I use Yellow Jacket.
Nice. Yeah, so obviously blue's got to be a fiver. Although, you know, I guess he doesn't have to be because it doesn't increase the amount of time that he spends invisible by increasing his blue. So let me see if I'm totally wrong. Let me check these out. What do these other things do? Okay, what does this one do? Yeah, so maybe I'm totally backwards. I mean, unless you want that bonus damage that he's doing while he's invisible,
yeah.
which could also, you know, excuse putting that up, but I feel like 5-3-5 would also be acceptable. I don't love his green, though. It's more expensive than the other two, and for it to be really effective, if your opponent doesn't put out special tiles, having an ability that removes special tiles is not mm-hmm. helpful. So, I don't know. Maybe it's a 5-5-3. I don't know. Ray, what do you do?
Well, I do 5-5-3.
Okay, that sounds right.
And it seems like Gamependium people on Gamependium agree. Most people use 5-5-3. Yeah, his power that heals also does damage when you fire another power afterwards. So that's good. And then, yeah, the extra damage from the invisibility, that cranks up quite a bit. So, yeah, 5-5-3 to me just makes the most sense.
Sweet.
And yeah, the one node that's, what is it, Mockingbird and Riri and then some goon to feed their powers in the Welcome to S.H.I.E.L.D., I almost always use Yellow Jacket because he can just go invisible, stay invisible, and you take out people who do area effects and you're gold.
Yeah. Absolutely, and being able to extend his invisibility by making a match of one of his 3 main colors seems simple. Maybe, you know, not as simple as I think, but...
There are way too many times where you can't make one of those color matches, but yeah, it's not bad.
Right, you should have a lot of opportunities to be successful if you want to. Well, there you go. That's a 5-star Yellow Jacket. That's what's always sunny in Xandar.
All right, new segment week 1. Acting, thank you! Ian, who's our target this week?
All right, so in this segment, our brand new segment, we are going to talk about an actor who is not currently a member of the MCU and place them with our casting abilities into the MCU in any role that we think is appropriate. Now, I will, like I do with all my segments, rotate through us. Since it's the start of a new segment, I'm going to start with myself, and we're just going to change weekly. This week, we are talking about a Mr. Mark Wahlberg. Mark Wahlberg, known to Craig as Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch, known to the rest of the world as Mark Wahlberg actor. I will begin with myself. So this week, while exploring a potential existing or new role in the MCU that will include Mr. Mark Wahlberg, I have decided that Mark Wahlberg will be none other than Simon Williams, Wonder Man.
Oh.
He's handsome, he's buff, he's full of himself. His brother is a diabolical evil monster. I really feel like it writes itself.
Nice.
I think it would be an easy transition. He dies a lot. I feel like Mark Wahlberg would be okay with that. I don't know how Boston-y Wonder Man is, but I went with Wonder Man. Ray, what did you go with?
So I had trouble with this because I have bias against Mark Wahlberg. I don't like him. So yeah. I wanted to cast him as just a random S.H.I.E.L.D. agent who gets killed. I wanted to cast him as like Paste Pot Pete.
Right. Then
I was like, all right, I'll go with this because, you know, it's kind of serious. I was like, well, maybe Pile Driver from the Wrecking Crew, the Boston attitude would be pretty good. But what I decided was, the best role would probably be a younger Cable. Like, if he were Cable, but just a little bit younger than Josh Brolin, like Cable starting out kind of deal, I think that might be his best.
Cable in his own timeline?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I don't hate that. I like it, actually.
Again, I don't know how far the Boston accent type thing would work with Cable, but...
Right. But luckily he's an actor. Maybe he can mask that for a couple...
Right.
Couple lines.
I did look it up, though. A younger Cable does seem a little insulting to Josh Brolin since Josh is like 54 and Mark is 51. But
well, you know, it's slightly younger.
Yeah, slightly younger.
All right, let's bring it home, Craig. What do you got?
All right. Initially, I thought about putting him in as Puck, but I think he's too tall for Puck.
Yeah.
Right.
Well. Everyone's too tall for Puck, so that's not appropriate.
That's true, but, you know...
He has too much hair to be Puck.
Yeah, that was the problem.
He's not enough facial hair to be Puck. Yeah, yeah, but, I mean, again, we could fix that in wardrobe, hair and makeup.
Yeah.
But so you moved away from Puck.
So I moved away from Puck and said, you know, women seem to like Marky Mark at times. So I thought about the oh-so-super-sexy Sebastian Shaw. However, Sebastian Shaw is like 6'6 or something. You know, yeah. Marky Mark just can't... He just can't, I don't think, dominate, you know, enough presence, enough aura.
No,
enough machismo for Sebastian Shaw. Then I went, what is it that there is about Marky Mark? And I said, you know, his career should have died a long time ago, but he just keeps showing back up. So I came up with Mr. Immortal, who is a Great Lakes Avenger, who is a character who, when he dies, you got it, he resurrects. He comes back to life. So no matter how many times he dies, there he is, Mr. Immortal.
Based on his career. Okay.
His career, where he's been continuously successful and near the A-list for his entire career?
Ooh, boy, you have a different definition of A-list than I do then.
What, as far as acting goes?
Yeah.
Yeah, when do you think he's a supporting character? Do you think he takes not the lead in the movies that he gets cast in?
I don't think they're good.
I didn't say he did good movies, but he does full-on Hollywood blockbusters.
Yeah.
He's not doing some... schlub independent thing that's straight to the Roku channel.
I mean, he was in that I've already forgot what it is. What was the movie with the teddy bear? He was in those.
Ted.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
Yeah, those were actually good.
I think that's the peak of his career for me.
Oh no, he did some good stuff.
Outside of owning that burger joint, because you know that's good.
I mean, he's no Natalie Portman, but
that's true.
Right.
Thanks, Alpha.
He's a much better actor than Natalie Portman. I mean, yes, I agree. I have enjoyed him in things, so yes, that makes him much better than Alec Portman.
So we have one Immortal Man, one Wonder Man. Remind me where you were, Ray. Cable, younger, slightly younger Cable. All right. Well, there's some food for thought. If anybody wants to, you know, again, share their thoughts, let us know why we were right, why I was right, the other two guys were wrong. We got the mailbag coming up. Maybe people already have their things in there, but absolutely, here we go. Mark Wahlberg as your choice of Immortal Man, Cable, or Wonder Man.
What is the secret of his powers?
Craig, who do we have coming up next week?
Next week, you've got the ever-popular actual A-lister, Bruce Willis.
Equivalent A-lister is what you mean?
No.
Yeah, because Bruce Willis has never made a movie that's bombed.
No. No, especially not that one where he was on a boat with some broad near Pittsburgh.
Hey, man, that was, you know, his shining jewel of his career. I still can't remember the name of that movie. I still like calling it, yeah, Boat Cop is still funny, but I think it did actually have nothing. Boat Cop.
Apparently, Samurai is really Boat adamant Cop. About the Hudson Hawk.
Yeah, that's okay. He can like that. That's really some classic Bruce Willis. I mean, it's no Last Boy Scout, but it's up there.
All right. That whole segment there was brought to you by Thespify.
Thespify. Huzzah!
Ray, hopefully there's some comments in the mailbag about this here segment. What you got?
There is. The first comment was from Daryl via email. The subject line was Thespify?
That's right.
And the message was, wouldn't Actify make more sense?
No. He's Master Thespian, not Master Actor Guy.
Right. Although, yes. To answer both your questions, no, not at all. And yes, it would make much more sense, both grammatically and in context. But we're going to go with Thespify.
Thespify.
All right. That's all he had to
say. If you don't know who Master Thespian is, go do research and come back.
The next comment is from Jeff Duggan, and it's a few comments. First, Ian, it is no coincidence that I specifically mentioned Christina Wednesday Adams Ricci in my original pitch for acting segment. If she's not in your list, she deserves to be. Next.
I'll check the list.
What's that?
I said let him know I'll check the list.
Next, Mark Wahlberg. Give him pointy ears and make him long shot to be introduced in an X-Men-related TV project. Maybe his own series, a la Moon Knight, that features Shadowcat cameo in a few episodes. For bonus points, started animated with a breaking out into real life in the final episode, kind of like what She-Hulk did. That's an interesting take.
It is. Also, Christina Ricci just made the list.
Nice. Finally, from Jeff, also Ian, I think I recall that Owen is within a few years of my youngest. One of their favorite shows that the adults can also enjoy is Leverage, and now Leverage Redemption, best briefly pitched as Ocean's 11, the TV series.
So, oh, yeah, that was on USA for a while. I will consider it. We're still in an animated show kind of phase, but if I ever do want to watch Leverage in the future, I'll think about it. Thank you.
And Stinkpalm over on Reddit said, for Mark Wahlberg, he would make a great new Sandman or obnoxious OG yellow and green Electro. Interesting. I can see Sandman. Electro, sure. Huh? I just can't picture him as Electro. I don't know.
Sure. Yeah, however, at the same time, if I told you, oh, you know who I'm going to cast as Electro? Jamie Foxx.
Yeah.
I probably would get the same, really? Are you sure?
Right. That is accurate. He also went into a whole bunch of, what could I say, predictive results for the segment coming up. I'm not going to read them all because maybe they're spoilers, maybe they're not. We don't really want to give away what's ahead too much. But if you want to go take a look, his comments are on the subreddit, Marvel Puzzle Quest, if you want to see from last week's show. He does say, I truly believe this will be the best segment ever. Wow. No pressure.
Wow. Great.
He also...
I appreciate that optimism.
To Ian, I understood your reference. Nowadays, everyone going to talk like they got something to say, but nothing comes out when they move their lips. It's just a bunch of gibberish. The beep, beep, act like they forgot about Dre.
Thank you. I feel like I'm less alone.
All right. That is it. That was what was in the mailbag. Thanks, Willie.
All right.
Excellent. Hey, something we forgot in the news. They did a survey based on who you want your new characters to be.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they did.
Who'd you vote for?
Hold on. I still have the list here on one of my open tabs so that we could talk about it later. I feel like...
Chicken the Night?
I went... Oh, hold on. I'm done. Okay, I'm better. I'm alive. I think I went Multiple Man number one. Sauron number two, Sebastian Shaw number three.
Let me try and find this list.
It's Korg, Silver Samurai, the Black King,
yep.
Sauron, Honey Badger, Moonstone, Multiple Man, Electro.
Yeah, so I would have went, obviously the Black King, Multiple Man, Electro is where I went.
Oh, okay. I didn't hate that. I just, I don't want, I'd rather have a new character than a reworked existing one. Not a reworked existing one, but another Electro.
Sure.
Otherwise, I'm very pro Electro. Although, on the upside, if the history of this game has taught me anything, that was nice of them to tell me what the next potential 8 characters are.
Yeah, that could be.
I mean, not in that order, obviously. But, you know, again, the last time we had a survey, it was which one of these characters do you want to see? Medusa, Riri Williams, America Chavez, or Silk? And I was like, I don't know. I sure hope we don't get all 4. So call it a hunch. I feel like their big whiteboard has all 8 of these people on them with potential builds.
It's great. It's a
possibility. I don't know who Honey Badger is, but the rest, you have my full support. You have my full support with Honey Badger, to be honest. I just don't know who that
is. She's another clone of Wolverine.
Oh, I'm out. But you still have my support. Yeah, I was pumped for the vote for your next. Ray, what did you vote for?
I haven't. I was just reminded that existed, so I opened a tab, and I'll be looking at that later.
Okay,
great. Did you say you were pumped?
Yes.
That's good, because right now, I am Hans.
And I am Franz.
And we just want to pump. You up.
Now, unfortunately, this leak is overly pumped.
Yeah. This is no, like, girly man list.
Right. I believe we have 46 total boosted characters this week across the 3, 4, and 5 star tiers. No, I'm not going to read that list.
I'm half amused to have you read the whole list and just so that have Ray play it back and post it like 10 times normal speed. just for the comedic factor of having people have to hear that, you know, like high pick, like chipmunk voice, you know, like, you know.
Black Panther, Cyclops, Gambit, Hawkeye, Clampagon, Luke Cage.
Yeah, that's right.
Sorry. So I believe for the upcoming Valentine's season, we have a lot of pairs, perhaps, of people that are boosted this week. So if they have an obvious in-game paramour, I think that's how you made the list, although I'm not super sure because I don't know how everybody fits together. But obviously, Mr. Fantastic and Invisible Woman are there. Gambit and Rogue are there. I don't know. Other people like each other. Scarlet Witch could like, let's say, Vision. He seems nice. But anyway, so 3-star boosted characters. It's going to be listier than it is talking about it because, honestly, it's you already know what it is. If they do damage, they're doing more damage. If they do healing, they're doing more healing. If they do special tiles, they're putting out stronger versions of those special tiles. Black Panther's got that great black AoE attack that's going to be boosted as his strike tiles and defense tiles. What do you call those? Protect tiles are also boosted. Cyclops, his 2 varieties of direct damage are boosted. Recently reworked Falcon does some damage along with boosted strike tiles with his purple. Kamala Khan, classically excellent. Green AoE, getting it done. Luke Cage, direct damage and stunning direct damage and a boosted protect tile. 4-star characters. We've got more Black Panther, more Cyclops. So really, yeah, there's lots of people across all the lists if they exist. Ghost Rider, 4-star version is boosted this week. All the Hawkeyes are on the list. Who else we got going on here that I was... Rhino. What are you doing here, Rhino? You're not welcome on this list.
I don't get the list.
So let's go heavy on the 5-stars since people seem to like 5-star characters for some reason. They've got that end game feel to them. The Black Bolt is boosted, so his quasi-sonic whisper is more damage and more damage from his energy channeling if you have enough of those charged tiles. 5-star Black Panther. Panther's Prey does more damage, as does the Spirit of Wakanda, and the move or be moved can deal more damage. Who is this fella? I gotta look. Oh, it's good old Captain Marvel. I've heard of her. She does some stuff. What's she up to these days? Probably got a mean rate hook, some other attacks that do more damage. Hey, she does have a mean rate hook. More damage when it switches over to Photonic Rush, and... more healing from Got Your 6. Who else is boosted of note? More Hawkeyes, more Cyclopses, more Gambits. Oh, Okoye. Everybody pairs well with Okoye. Additional damage from her black ability, restoring extra health from her yellow ability, and more damage when destroying your targeted row in with her red. So, I mean, really, there's just so many boosted characters this week. As I said, I think there's about 46. Samurai will not have a segment telling you what to do with them. There are simply too many with too many potential combos. You can really just live your best life this boosted week and play almost whoever you want, it feels like. But let's see what Samurai does recommend. This week, he has gifted us a recipe that he recommends for alcohol-infused gummy candy. If you want to have perhaps a boozy adult-style treat for your Super Bowl party, if you get going now, it should be ready in time for Sunday. He recommends things that you may need. 1 large bottle of your 80-proof liquor of your choice, a large bag of gummy candy of your choice, and a carton of frozen juice concentrate. Again, flavor that of your choice. He recommends, he likes the fruit punch. Fill a glass container with the gummies and the booze. Cover with a lid or foil and let it sit in the fridge for about a day. Stir occasionally. Make a concentrate with about half the water indicated on the label. Pour it into the bowl. Indicated on the label. Hold on, let me try to understand this recipe again. Make concentrate.
Of your fruit juice concentrate, use half the what they tell you to use.
Oh, okay, got it. And then recover the bowl, set back in the fridge. That sounds nice. The only thing I would say is it says a large bottle of 80-proof liquor of your choice. No. Make a good choice. You want this to be delicious. That's why you're adding it to gummy candy. Don't pick gin. Gin is delicious, but not correct for this.
No.
Pick something flavorless, like a clean vodka, perhaps. Tequila would be a poor choice. Gin is a poor choice. Rum is probably a bad choice. So really, only choose vodka or something perhaps gross and already fruit-flavored, like 99 bananas.
Oh, I do like his comment about tequila. He's going with tequila with limeade.
Okay. I can see if you can get the flavor profile appropriate, you've won me back.
Right. How it's a Mad Dog or, you know, Boone's Farm.
Yeah, I don't know how that's going to play with the candy, but if that's a beverage that you can still get down after all these years, I would say yes.
Nope.
Yeah, that makes two of us, buddy. That's, no thank you. So that is a laundry list of people who are boosted this week. Thanks as always. Oh, listen to me now and believe me later. Thanks as always to Mystify. Yes, Mystify.
I did like Wayra's comment. He said Okoye is boosted. The rest of the list is irrelevant. That's almost accurate because There's another meta team where Scarlet Witch is boosted. The rest of the list is irrelevant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They don't work well together, I will point out.
But when she's boosted, though, then she can really tank a bunch of colors and get that yellow healing on herself.
Oh, yeah.
Where are we at? Oh, new topic. New feature number 2. This would also be coming to you from the world of Ian's brain. Here we got pop, 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 pop.
Oh, welcome to the experimental pop, pop segment where I distract you from the show for a minute by rambling on about some things you may or may not be familiar with. First, I'm going to share with you a tiny snippet, a little bio of K-pop group. And then I will enlighten you about a pop of my choice. So, starting with the K-pop half of Pop Pop, I'm going to start at the kind of the top of the heap with BTS. Even if you are unfamiliar with K-pop as a genre, there is still a fair chance you have heard of BTS, perhaps even a song by BTS. They've had, you know, several award nominations, including Grammys, AMAs, MTV Video Music Awards, all that thing. So, BTS, this septet of K-pop superstardom, which is an acronym for Beyond the Scene, or Bangtan Sonyeondan. There you go. BTS, Beyond the Scene. There are 7 members. I'm not going to give you this every time because I didn't rehearse it as much and I don't want to fumble over everybody's names, but most of these guys have easy to manage nicknames for an old man like me. So we've got RM, Jin, Suga, J-Hope, Jimin, V, and Jungkook.
And nice. Charlie.
And Charlie. Yeah. So, these guys in the K-pop scene, relatively huge. tons of crossover hits here in the United States as well.
Yeah, I played Raised a little clip there, rocked out a little bit of Dynamite there.
Yes, there is a clip available for the people listening live here in Discord. If you would like to listen to some couple seconds of some a BTS hit, if you're listening to this in post, it should have already played over me droning on and on. Let's talk about a beverage here, one which I do not enjoy, but I feel like it's a good place to start this new segment. I'm going to talk to you briefly about Coca-Cola Cinnamon. This makes its way around the holiday season. It premiered back in 2019. It is regular Coca-Cola with a hint of disgusting cinnamon in it. It tastes bad cold. It tastes worse once it's warmed up a little bit, and I can't recommend it in every way. It is not diet or sugar-free or low-calorie in any way, so I do support that. I just don't like holiday flavors. When it came out, they paired it alongside of winter-spiced cranberry Sprite. That I'm not even going to get into because that died even before this. This, however, was relatively successful, and so now it makes its returns, you know, annually.
Mm.
It doesn't stick around all the time, but they do bring it back as a part-time beverage.
I have never seen this, and I don't want to.
Yeah, you could not. It's okay. It's strictly their a holiday sales gimmick, and I can't recommend it in any way. However, this is my a little piece of Coca-Cola cinnamon trivia. It's the first Coca-Cola flavor in the United States that was intentionally a limited release. Like, they've tried other flavors throughout their existence, but this is the only one where they were like, we're only bringing this out for a little bit specifically around the holidays.
Huh. Okay.
You make me sad because I heard Coke Cinnamon and I'm like, huh, I would try that. I like cinnamon flavoring.
Oh, and great. Then, you should give it a try.
Then you told me it was awful.
Oh, I hate cinnamon.
Right.
I mean, unless I'm getting you muddled with other people, I feel like you feel similarly about coconut.
Oh, I hate coconut.
See, I love coconut. So I totally understand. I wouldn't drink Coca-Cola coconut necessarily, but I guess if I was like Bacardi and Coke with like that rum flavored or something like that, and I'm not going to create a scenario where I want to try it. The point of the story is I don't care for Coke Cinnamon. Ray may. If I see it around the holidays, maybe I'll get a small can so we can sample it.
Sure.
So that's a pop pop for BTS and Coca-Cola Cinnamon, brought to you as always by
Magnified.
Magnify?
Yeah.
Pop pop. All right.
Magnify. Ian, you got Steam open?
I don't. I had to do that segment.
Oh no.
Yeah. Someone else will have to start.
Bray, are you only opening one thing?
I am only opening one thing, and I'm almost there.
Stay on target.
So, let's do this. It is a 4-star Miles Morales Power and Responsibility.
Ooh, both of them.
My abomination is working his way up with every one of these I open.
Nice. All right, here we go. I got one to open. It is a 4-star Iceman. Build a snowman.
Hey, he makes blue.
He does make blue.
I got 9 of these things I'm going to open here. First one is purple. Rye Rye Will I Am's Repulsor Charge. Number 2, The Thing. Rogue. There's a purple. Monkey Business, Hitmonkey. Main Event Hulk. Android Jim. Peggy Carter. Throg. Featured him last week. And She-Thor Smite. So a couple purples there.
Yeah. Mine yielded a purple, which doesn't really count, but I wanted to share that anyway.
Okay.
Yeah, that Bobby gave me a 5-star Bobby.
My Hitmonkey is now a 2-3-3. And this is my Rye Rye is a 2-2-3. So there you go.
Well done.
Thanks, as always, to this guy.
This guy.
Ian, what's on the podcast network?
The podcast network, named Soon to Be Named Network, findable at soontobenamednetwork.com. We are in league with several other excellent podcasts, bringing you a exciting catalog of shows for your listening pleasure, all available at soontobenamednetwork.com.
.com. Anything else for the good of the order?
I did awesome at Come and Get Me.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
For the first, I don't want to say ever, but possibly ever, I had to play beyond personal progression. Like, I made my personal progression goals, and we still hadn't made our alliance goal, so I was like, ugh, I have to keep participating. What's going on?
I saw you were way up on the list. You overtook me several times.
Well, yeah, we switched.
Right.
Craig was scraping the bottom of the barrel at 15, and I was up in Craig's place at 4.
I was at, you know, the outdoor show all weekend looking at guns and things.
Yeah,
and so.
Yeah. I knew you were doing, I know you were on adventures.
Yeah.
I just, that was something that never happens for me.
And an annoying thing that happened, they had raffle tickets to win guns.
Yeah.
So I went and had the lady give me, like, the raffle ticket off the top and the raffle ticket off the bottom, uh-huh, instead of taking two numbers in a row. So my brother-in-law, who bought the very next ticket after mine, won a gun, and I did not.
Nice.
So well, at least
good for him.
It.
Yeah, good for him, bad for me.
Yeah.
You got a nice Sig Sauer Pig 3 P320 9mm. So.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's not a bad gun.
Yeah. Anything else?
Excuse me. I have nothing else.
Okay. Thanks, everybody, for joining in. Puzzles, or, geez, comment, suggestions, shoot at puzzlewarriors3.com. Tell us what you're going to do with Bruce Willis. You know, in a movie role.
Right.
If you want to throw us a bone, click on our Amazon banner, buy yourself some things, or buy your loved one some things for Valentine's Day. And then we can buy our loved one some things for Valentine's Day with that kickback money. Everybody wins. That's it. Goodbye for now. Remember, kids, when in doubt, powers come from radioactive spiders. Right? Yeah. Good night, everybody.
Right. Bye, friends.
Good night.